how invisibly it changes color in this world, the flower of the human heart. Remembering you, the fireflies of this marsh seem like sparks that rise from my body's longing.
That's the poet Jean Hirschfield, translator of The Ink Dark Moon, reading the poetry of Ono Nokomachi and Izumi Shikibu. Ono Nokomachi lived at the Japanese imperial court during the 9th century AD. Her poems helped launch the golden age of Japanese literature.
My longing for you, too strong to keep within bounds. At least no one can blame me when I go to you at night along the road of dreams.
Izumi Shikibu lived later, from about 974 to 1034 AD, and is still considered the greatest female poet in Japanese history.
In this world, love has no color. Yet how deeply my body is stained by yours.
Both Ono Nokomachi and Izumi Shikibu were superlative poets. Both were well-versed in Buddhist teachings concerning life's poignancy and transience, and both wrote mainly about romantic love.
There is a very famous poem by Ono Nokomachi which says, "While watching the long rains falling on this world, my heart too fades with the unseen color of the spring flowers." Another of Komachi's poems of longing refers to an old Japanese custom that if you slept with your clothes turned inside out, you would dream of the one you love. That poem says, "When my desire grows too fierce, I wear my bedclothes inside out, dark as the night's rough husk."
Ms. Hirschfield says that these women's poems, like many of the world's mystical traditions, draw parallels between the sense of oneness with the lover and the experience of the soul's merging with nature and the divine.
Both of them teach us that the separate self is not the ultimate reality. A poem which illustrates very directly this kind of thing is one by Izumi Shikibu, which says, "No different, really, a summer moth's visible burning and this body transformed by love."
Ms. Hirschfield says she first read Ono Nokomachi when she was 18 years old.
I was myself deep in the midst of the turmoil of love and the first experience of looking at the world and seeing the issues of transience and of awakening, and that one of the great tasks of my life was going to be coming to terms with this in some way. How can you lead a life of feeling, but then how can you not be destroyed by that knowledge? How can it just not tear you into 10,000 pieces? And for me, I think one of the reasons that I was so drawn to Komachi was that she showed me a path for that, and that the path, in fact, was to take that kind of emotion and make of it a poem. A poem, in the most extraordinary way, can both acknowledge transience and yet, in a way, stop time. That's what art does. It takes something which is part of the fleeting moment and it turns it into a vessel, a clay cup that can hold that moment so that it can be revisited again and again. "This abandoned house shining in the mountain village, how many nights has the autumn moon spent here?"
That was Jane Hirschfield reading from a collection of poems she translated called The Ink Dark Moon. Several volumes of Miss Hirschfield's own poetry and criticism are available, including New Gates and Lies of the Heart. I'm Adam Phillips reporting.